If we haven't got a chance to meet yet, my name is Lex Moore, and I am the student and discipleship pastor here at Fairfax Circle Church. If you are a visitor with us this morning, it is awesome that you're here, and we would love to connect with you. And so if you wouldn't mind doing us a favor, you can find a connection card in the seat back in front of you. Just fill it out with as much information as you feel comfortable with, and then you can put that in the collection box by the double doors on your way out. But if you're back again this week and you feel like you're having deja vu, yes, I am speaking again for 2 weeks in a row. You can call it supportive mentoring, or you can call it a lapse in judgment, but David has given me the opportunity to speak again this morning. And so we'll be picking back up again on the topic of prayer. And so last week we talked about liturgical prayers, and we talked about freestyle prayers. And we discussed how prayer works and how our prayer life should have a social life. And we defined prayer as a conversation with God where the important element that you bring to the table is you. A vulnerable and authentic you is what makes your prayers good. And so if you want to go back and hear more about those topics, you can hear that lesson as well as all of the lessons that are done here on our website. But I love the topic of prayer because it displays just how relational our God is. We worship a God who wants to hear from us. We serve a God who wants to intimately know us. And he values communication in our relationship. And not just any kind of communication, but real, unfiltered communication. God wants the real us, and he wants us to know the real him, so he invites us to talk to him often. But you may be thinking, can I really pray about anything? Like, God is pretty holy, and I'm really not. And there is a lot of stuff that I care a lot about that I just can't imagine that God also cares about. So can I really pray about anything? And the answer is yes. Literally anything. You can pray about anything. I think part of the reason that so many people have a hard time getting into a rhythm in their prayer life is because they feel like they need to overanalyze everything they bring before God. When in reality, you just need to let the words flow. You need to just be yourself. There are no limits in your prayer life. What God is really looking for is just you. To be honest with you, I like to tell God jokes when I pray. If you know me, you know I love a good, a good cheesy joke, right? Like, I love just to tell stupid jokes. If you're close to me, you hear a lot of them often, and I've probably seen you eye roll and pity laugh quite a bit. And I know God knows the punchline to my jokes, but I imagine he loves me enough to pity laugh as well. But that's just who I am. And so that's who I'm going to be in prayer as well. And if I'm being completely honest with you, I've prayed about video games. Are there any gamers in the audience? Maybe you can relate to me. You're in a really intense part of the video game. You put in a lot of man hours to get to this point, and you're frantically hitting the button, and you're praying up to God, please let me pass this level, or I'm going to smash my TV. Or maybe you've prayed for your favorite sports team to make the playoffs. You Redskins fans are not praying hard enough. But even these prayers aren't off limits. And have you ever prayed for a person you hate? And I'm not talking about the Jesus-type prayer where you're praying for your enemies to not be your enemies anymore. I'm talking about the type of prayer where you ask God to help someone trip down the stairs. Even these kind of prayers are not off limits. These prayers where you ask people to get what's coming to them. In fact, if you turn throughout your Bible, there's a whole bunch of them. Most of them are in the Old Testament. But if you flip through there, it gets pretty graphic. It's pretty crazy what some of these prayers say about people and what people wish that God would do to them. Your relationship with God is not fragile. God is not going to strike you with lightning, and he is not going to disown you. God values you in prayer, and that means that God values unfiltered talk. He values the real you. And he can handle any kind of prayer, from prayers about your video games to prayers about revenge on your enemies. What's important is that you're talking to God. Communication is key. Vulnerability is key. Be unfiltered with God. But what we pray for demonstrates where our values are at. Let me say that again. What you pray for is a good indication of where your values are at. Is all that you pray for you to level up in your video games and for your sports team to win? Then you might need to reevaluate some healthier habits within your free time. Is all of your prayers about wishing harm on your enemies and telling God how mistreated you are? Then you might be playing the victim a lot, and you need to take some responsibility for the things that are going on in your life. Are all of your prayers just asking God for a bunch of stuff? Then you might need to be grateful for what you do have and thank God for the ways that He has blessed you. Like we said last week, God is not a genie, and prayer is not the magic lamp that we rub when we want God to grant our wishes. That is a consumeristic mindset about God and about prayer. So when it comes to what you can pray for, you can pray for anything and you can pray for everything. But like we discussed last week, you have to bring your faith into your prayer, and your faith should be transforming who you are. The more you pray in faith to God over the years, the more your faith will fall in line with the desires of God. We mentioned last week that prayer teaches us. Along those same lines, prayer also transforms us. Prayer transforms us. The more you pray to God over the years, the more your prayers will fall in line with the desires of God. Have you noticed that the closer you become to someone, the more you begin to become like them? Right, when you become best friends with someone, you might notice that you start using some of the same phrases that they do. You start to use similar mannerisms. I made a really good friend in college, and he said the word like every other sentence. And so guess what? After hanging out for a couple of weeks, I was saying like every other sentence. I became the annoying like person. The same thing happened with my wife. When we started dating and we just started spending all of our time together like you do, I started to use some of the same phrases. I started to use some of the same mannerisms. My interests also changed a little bit. I started to develop interests based on interests that she had. When you start to spend time with someone, you start to become a little bit like them. And so the same applies to our prayer life. The same applies to our relationship with God. The more you pray to God, the more you're spending time with God, the more you're putting your faith and trust in God in prayer, the more your desires will become like Him. Prayer is the beginning of change and transformation in a person's life. Are you letting your faith transform you into a new creature that is focused on making the world a better place? Are your postures and phrases mirroring that of God? So when it comes to what you can pray for anything. But when it comes to what you should pray for, your prayers will begin to mirror the values of God. You should be praying for the sick and needy. And your prayers should be transforming you into the person that is physically going out to help the sick and needy. And you should be praying for your enemies. And I mean in the Jesus type way, not in the trip down the stairs kind of way. And you should be praying to God for forgiveness, for God to forgive you in the ways that you haven't transformed, and asking Him to give you opportunities to continue to change you and use you to be like Him within this world, like He made us to be. And you should be praying to God just to tell Him about your day. Just because you value the relationship and you want it to grow and you want it to thrive. And you should be praying to God for the things in your life that are going right. The way that God has blessed you. And that will transform you into the type of person that is content. The type of person that is focused on blessing others because they realize how they have been blessed. Because they want to be a blessing in others' lives the way that God has blessed them. Nothing is off limits within your prayer. Prayer is a conversation with your Creator and your Savior. Prayer is free. Prayer is powerful. There have been times in my life though where I have wondered, is prayer legit? Like, am I just talking to myself? Is God actually answering prayer, or am I assuming that God is answering prayer because I'm kind of looking for Him too? Is God getting credit for coincidences? And there are no concrete answers to those questions. Unfortunately, God does not sign the end of every answered prayer to let us know that He answered it. It's not really how it works. If you have those questions and you have those doubts, what I encourage you to do is to bring those to God. Like we said, unfiltered talk. Because those doubts and concerns, they were answered for me within my life. There have been times in my life where I just cannot deny the power of God. I cannot deny the fact that God has been working in my life through prayer. And so I want to wrap up today's lesson with just three short personal stories of my own. Pastor Elise is the best at witnessing lessons, so I'm going to give it a shot this morning. She's been encouraging me to use fire, but I figured this would be a little more tame way. Okay, so the first story. The first story is set back in my college years. During the lowest point in my entire life. I just felt worthless. I felt inadequate. I felt like I was a waste of space. I felt like a nuisance just to everyone around me. I just felt like a failure. I felt like I couldn't win. And every part of my being just wished that I didn't exist. Also, at this point, I was in the middle of a fantasy basketball league. We talked about praying for video games, right? So if you don't know what fantasy sports are, fantasy sports are a combination of sports and statistics rolled into a video game, and you win points based off the statistics of your players. And so I have a long history of being terrible at fantasy sports. Like, never made the playoffs terrible. And so I'm in the middle of this fantasy season, and I am at one of the lowest points in my life. I'm just feeling like a complete failure. And so I didn't grow up in the type of church environment that encouraged me to pray for things as silly as video games and sports. And so it felt kind of irreverent. But also at the same time, I was like, I know that God loves me, and I know that God wants to take care of me. And I was like, it would be great if I felt like I could just be successful at something. I could actually accomplish something. And so what I started to do was I started to pray for my fantasy basketball team. My fantasy basketball team I was praying for. Never made the playoffs before. And sure enough, time rolled around for playoffs. I made the playoffs. And then I went on, and then I won the fantasy basketball league for the first time ever being there. It felt like such a silly thing to pray for. It felt like something that was just so worthless, and yet it was something that I'm not really a happy crier, or I'm just not. Crying is not my thing. I do it not very often. I broke down in tears, right, over winning the championship, because God had answered a prayer, what I would actually call probably the most meaningful prayer he's ever answered for me in my life, because it was the time in my life when I knew that I needed it most. It was one of those things I just couldn't look, I couldn't look at that and go that I had done it all by myself. I felt like God was a part of that. Okay, second kind of story, a little bit different. I started to pray... I started to pray for my wife, like, when I was really young. I'd been given that advice from someone in some Sunday school class, like, you should start praying for your wife. And I was like, I love that wife one day, so I'll start praying for my wife. So I've been praying for my wife for years, and I did it often. And I know this may become as, like, a complete shock to you. I was not always a ladies' man. I know. Right? Yeah. Complete shock to me, too. And so I wasn't always a ladies' man. Sometimes I wasn't just praying for a wife. I was praying for a girlfriend. But no, I was always praying for my wife. I always wanted God to give me this perfect wife. I felt like she was out there. I kind of had an idea. You know, like, God, give me this perfect wife. And so despite that I was praying to God for the perfect wife, I wasn't actually giving it to God at the same time. When these relationships would come around, I did actually have girlfriends, and when I had these relationships, I was kind of forcing them to make them work. I didn't pray about those relationships when I was in them because I was afraid that God would take me away from them. I just wanted to be in a relationship. I just wanted to be with someone, and I also thought that that's what you were supposed to do. I thought that you were supposed to settle. I was settling. I knew these relationships weren't perfect, and I just thought, oh, you're supposed to compromise in a handful. And yet God kept yanking me out of these relationships. Then I met my wife, Jess. We met at a coffee shop, and we just hit it off. It was completely different than anything else I had ever experienced. The more I got to know her, the more I realized that she was perfect. She wasn't perfect in the way that she's a perfect person. She was perfect for me. And I had never experienced that before. I did not know it was possible to experience what I was experiencing with Jess. But we did something different. Jess was the same way. We had never just given our relationship to God before. I don't know what made me decide to do this, but I just thought, I'm going to give this relationship to God, as scary as it might be. And so multiple times a week, we would pray to God about our relationship, and we would say, if this relationship is not meant to be, if it is not blessed by you, let us break up. It was a weird thing to pray, especially with the person that you're dating, but that's what we did. And sure enough, after a few months, we got engaged. We knew it was the right thing to do. We got married, and it felt like God had taken all those years of praying for the perfect wife, and he wrapped them up, and then he put them in a person, and he said, here. And I can't look at my wife without being reminded of God. I can't. I'm reminded of that every day. And so that was another meaningful prayer within my life. The last meaningful prayer, or not the last one, but the three I'm going to tell you about, is one about my sister. So my sister, she was starting to lose hearing in her ear. And so it kept getting worse and worse. She was going deaf. And so obviously my parents were like, we have to take her to the doctor. So they take my sister to the doctor. And the doctor, they do all these tests and stuff and whatnot. And they're like, she has a tumor behind her ear. That's why she's losing her hearing. So my parents call me with the news to tell me my sister has a tumor. And I literally fall to my knees. I'm bawling in tears. I'm inaudible. I'm crying. I'm praying to God. I'm begging God. I'm bargaining with God. I don't know if you've ever had that kind of prayer where you're that desperate. I'm scared. A few years earlier than that, I lost my grandfather to a tumor. And so my experience with prayer with tumors is not a good one. And so I'm praying to God because for the next 3 days, we have to wait. The doctor sent my sister to a specialist. It was going to take a few days. And so for the next 3 days, I'm just on my knees praying, begging, bargaining with God to please save my sister. Please don't take my sister from me. And so 3 days goes by, and my parents take my sister to the doctor, and they do all the tests and whatnot. And the doctor comes in the room, and he's like, why are you here? Like, there is no tumor. There's nothing there. Also, she hears completely fine. Like, she's not even deaf. And that was just another one of those times where something happens that, like, a doctor, like, when a doctor's, like, baffled with something, like, when they're kind of insulted, you're wasting their time, right? Like, it was just such a powerful moment within my life where I go, I don't know what else to give credit for that. If you're listening to this lesson and you've been asking yourself, why should I pray? Here is your answer. You should pray because we have a God who loves us and wants a relationship with us. And you should pray because you're praying to a God who has the power to answer those prayers. You're not praying to a lifeless, emotionless, cold God with limited ability. You are praying to a powerful God who is dying to talk to you and go through life with you. If you're not praying, you're missing out. Have you ever met someone who doesn't have the internet and you're like, you know, technology is a thing, right? Like, it's amazing. Prayer's kind of the same way. You do know you can talk to the creator of the universe and he loves you. It's amazing. Why would you not want to experience the freedom and comfort and power of prayer? I want you to leave today knowing that you have a God who is literally waiting for you right now to talk to you. Right now, God wants to have a conversation with you. Right now, God wants to be a part of your life. God wants you so genuinely and so purely that he wants the real you, not the proper business you that you feel like you have to be. He wants the real you, the unfiltered you, the you that is you when you're alone, when no one else is around. That's the you that God wants. And the version of God that you're getting is loving and welcoming and so, so powerful. God wants to work in your life. Pray to God and watch him answer your prayers in amazing ways that are just undeniable. So next week, we'll talk a little bit more about praying. We'll talk about when we should pray. We'll talk about practical and creative ways to pray. So come back for our final lesson in the series as we continue this discussion on how we can communicate with God. God, let's pray together as we close out. God, thank you so much for bringing us together today to talk about you, to talk about the ways that you've impacted our life, and to talk about the ways that you want to impact our life. God, you want to have a healthy, communicating relationship with us, a real relationship with us. And so, God, I pray that you will give us the courage to do that. I pray that you will help us to be vulnerable with you. I pray that you help us to continue to get to know you so that you can transform our lives, to make us into better people, to make us more like your Son, and also to use us to do great things. God, use prayer to transform us. Use prayer to bring us to you and to bring us closer to the people around you. God, you are so powerful, and please remind us of that. Please show us that, and please be working in our life like we know you want to do. God, we love you so much, and we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.